Addiction is a brain disease, not a failure of willpower. There are medicines that actually short-circuit addiction. So why aren't they even used more? We're going in-depth. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is joining us with what we are calling cold turkey in a pill. And I have actually never heard of this before.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And this is a bit of a cultural shift in terms of how we approach addiction. If you call it a brain disease, like I think most people agree it should be called, then it does put other options on the table. The idea of treating an addiction to pills with another pill doesn't sit well with everybody, which is why it's been tested for so long. It doesn't work for everybody, but I want you to listen, Suzanne, to Walter Kent's story specifically and what it did for him.
This is the last place you'd expect to find a recovering alcoholic.
One of my old favorite watering holes.
But this is where Walter Kent hangs out, a bar called Goober's. Walter is a giant of a man, but for most of his life, he couldn't find the strength to put down that bottle.
I was the type of person that the only time I drank was when I was alone or with somebody. You know, other than that, there was never a problem.
He tried rehab and AA. Nothing worked.
Nothing seemed to get rid of that urge. I couldn't get rid of the craving.
But then in 2000, he tried again, an experimental program at Brown University. This time he got counseling once a week and a daily pill, a medicine called naltrexone.